Aren't you thankful He has the whole world in His hands? And as you think about that, what an amazing miracle that is, that He is sovereign over all. And no matter where you're from, no matter what language you speak, God loves you. Aren't you thankful for that truth this morning? You know, I was thinking about that just moments ago as we just saw sign language, which is considered a language, right? It's considered a language. And so just within this past week, we've had three different languages that have been spoken here at our church. It was sign language, it was English, of course, and it was Spanish on Thursday. What a beautiful thing that was to see the Hispanics within the community that were assembled. And so we're reminded that God indeed loves everyone, and the whole world is certainly in His hands. Well, as you might recall, throughout the month of November, this Thanksgiving season, if you will, we have been doing a sermon series called People of Praise. And so this is the final week of November. We complete this Thanksgiving week, if you will. And so it'll be the final message of this sermon series, People of Praise. But I thought that it would be appropriate that today we focus on what is the first theme of Advent season, which is hope. And so today we're going to focus on the fact that we can be thankful for the hope that we have. And of course, that doesn't come from this world, does it? As we look at the world and as you read the newspaper many times today, you'll read a post from social media. It's quite hopeless out there. Would you agree with me as you see the reports that take place within the world today? But I'm so thankful this morning and every day that as the people of God, we can be a people of praise because we can be thankful that our hope does not rest in the world. But our hope completely as people of God rests on God and in His infinite love and His sovereignty, you are in His hands. I invite you now to turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, as we focus on a wonderful passage that emphasizes and references the hope that we have in the great God whom we serve as the people of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, we're going to be picking up in verse 3, and then we'll be going through verse 13. And it goes on to say in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 13, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see Him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied rather of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when He testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we are so thankful that we certainly are people of hope. And as we look at such a passage, it is packed full of the hope that is found in a relationship with a God of the universe who has the whole world in His hands. But we're thankful, O Lord, that You are a personal God and we are in Your hands as well. As Scripture says, nothing shall pluck us out of the hands of Almighty God. So as Your people, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are thankful for that truth. And now, O Lord, as we examine this passage a little bit further, we ask Your blessing upon this time. Teach us Your truth through Your mighty Holy Spirit, we do pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Certainly, as this passage references, we have hope in Christ. This morning, I simply want to explore how we have hope that is found in Christ today, tomorrow, and for the eternal. Now, we know that we have hope for eternity, but if you're anything like me, from day to day, we need to be reminded that we have hope in Christ. He is our daily bread, if you will. We can go to Him. He is a living hope because of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so many years ago. He is our living hope. And so it is that through Christ, He provides us salvation. Through Christ, we know that He provides us hope for today. He is our hope for today. Today, I know that some church members experienced some difficult and challenging times. Even recently, there's been experiences that have been very difficult. But I just want to remind us all of the fact that no stress, no time of difficulty, no times of challenges that we are currently experiencing can separate us from God or the hope that is found in our relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. See, He is going to help us get through the day, if you will. Hebrews 13, verse 5 goes on to say, "For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." And I don't know about you, but that gives great hope. That gives us great comfort that in every situation we can go to the Lord in prayer. We can go to Him today. No matter what you're facing, no matter what difficulty, no matter what stress, no matter what trial or tribulation that you're facing today, you can go to Him, for He will never leave you nor forsake you. And He calls on us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. And so we're reminded that He gives us hope for today. He gives us hope for tomorrow as well. See, the beauty of it is that He is with us day by day. And with each passing moment, we can rely on Him. He gives us hope. He gives us strength. And as we look toward tomorrow, we can be reminded that He has given us hope for today. He is going to be faithful to also give us hope for tomorrow as well. And our passage goes on to describe that we can rejoice in this fact because we have the power of God to endure the trials and the tribulations that one will face. And He promises us that through these trials and tribulations, He will not waste them, but will be with us and He will carry us through those situations. And that there's a purpose and there's a plan in every situation, every trial and tribulation that we face because He has a purpose and He is growing us in those difficult times. A wise man once said, "A faith that cannot be tested is a faith that cannot be trusted." And we're reminded that as we go through the trials, that is a testing of our faith. And as we go through those fires, if you will, it refines us and it purifies us. Some time ago, I had the opportunity, as probably many of y'all have experienced, to understand the process and to learn about the process of gold being refined. And as many of you are probably aware, that it takes heat and it takes fire that is added to that gold so that the impurities will come to the surface and so that gold will be refined and purified. And we're reminded that's exactly what God does for us. He gives us hope in the difficult situations and the trial and tribulations because we can trust that God has a purpose and He has a plan and He has taken us through that journey to teach us and to refine us and to purify us. James 1, verses 2 through 4 goes on to say, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." And many can testify the fact as they look back upon their Christian life as they were going through some dark moments and maybe even moments of despair from a human perspective, that they relied on their Lord. And through that process, they grew in the Lord and their faith was deep and their level of faith grew deeper in those situations. So it is that whatever He is taking us through, He will be with us in those moments. He will help us. He will strengthen us. He will comfort us. And He gives us hope once again. Once again, our passage gives us hope for today, our hope for tomorrow. He also gives us, as we referenced moments ago, hope for the eternal. It's because of the grace of God that we have hope in Christ. He provides, first of all, salvation to those who place their faith in Jesus Christ. This provides the promise that we'll spend eternal life with the Lord in heaven forever and ever. He gives us hope for the eternal that there's a process that has begun in us, the sanctification process, both today and for tomorrow and for the rest of our life as He is working in us to accomplish His work and His will and His plan in our life, to bring us where He wants to be. And we have a bright future because there's a process in which we will, in the future, experience glorification. What a day that will be when Christ Jesus we see, and we don't have to deal with this old sinful nature anymore. We are freed of all those things and the sorrow and the despair and all of the effects of the consequences of sin. All that will be removed. We'll experience the hope that we have in Christ for all eternity, where the former things will have passed away. All things will be new, will be eternally in bliss in our relationship with God forever and ever. And as this passage goes on to say, this is our inheritance. Now, inheritance is a word that we recognize. Inheritance is something that is passed on from parents or grandparents to the next generation. And the desire is that it's going to be a benefit. The desire is that it's going to be a blessing, an inheritance to the next generation. But physical inheritance can sometimes have flaws. But what we're reminded of is that unlike inheritance that is passed along in the physical realm, the inheritance that is passed along in the spiritual realm is perfect in every way. And as this passage goes on to reference, it's given to us by our Heavenly Father. This inheritance does not fade. It does not perish, but rather it is eternal. And it is laid up in heaven. Reminded of the parable that was often heard throughout the Gospels, in which the reference and the emphasis is to store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and dust does not corrupt, and where the enemy cannot come in, the thief cannot come in to steal it. But from the eternal perspective, we have an inheritance that is perfect and that will not pass away. It is eternal. And so I believe that the hope of the eternal can affect us in our present reality. The hope of the eternal will affect how we live our lives. And so as we look toward the future, it can also affect the present. It can affect the tomorrow because it affects how we live our life. It's Romans that reminds us of this truth and reminds us of the importance and the emphasis and the urgency of today. In Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, it goes on to say, "And do this, knowing that the time, that now it is high time to awake and out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, not in lewdness or lust, not in strife or not in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." In other words, the hope of eternity affects our reality. See, how we believe will affect how we live from day to day. And certainly we're reminded that Jesus is coming soon. Do we know what time? No, but the night is far spent, if you will, and the day is soon of the appearing of our Lord, and it is coming soon. And it's a reminder that the eternal perspective will affect the temporal mindset, how we live our life. So a reminder that we have so many things to be thankful for in our relationship with God. He gives us hope for today, tomorrow, and for the eternal. But let me ask you something. How is it affecting us today? Are we living in the light of eternity? I know that we have so many distractions and responsibilities in life and things that take place that have our attention and have our focus, and that's the reality of living in this life. But do we take a step back from time to time and have the eternal perspective? Are we reminded that we ought to live in the light of eternity? If we'll live in that light, once again, I believe it will affect how we live both today and tomorrow. Maybe you're here today and you're thinking about living each day, and maybe you haven't thought about tomorrow. Maybe you don't think much about eternity, but you're living in the present. And I would simply say that it's very important to live in the present, but also to look toward the future. Reminded that while we are here today, we are not promised tomorrow. So what is so very important is to make peace with God today. Make things right with the Lord today. Maybe for the follower of Jesus Christ, that means to rededicate your life to the Lord. But maybe you're here today, you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and the call to you from the Lord and from the power of the Holy Spirit is to make Jesus your Lord and Savior today. Well, you might be thinking, hey, I'll get around to it. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that someday. But the reality is that we're not promised tomorrow. All we have is today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have that opportunity right here. and right now. And it can change your life today. It can change your life tomorrow. It will absolutely change your life for all eternity as you place your faith and trust in the one who will give you hope. The hope of salvation. The hope of sanctification. The hope of future glorification. So if you're here today, you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have a lot to be thankful for in that the invitation is open to you. Not from me, but from God. And will you take that invitation? Will you take that free gift of salvation? The gift of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Will you receive that today? My encouragement, my prayer is that you'll do so. How do you do that? Just moments, in just a matter of moments rather, we're going to be opening up the time of invitation. And in that invitation, we give an altar call. It is an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. The invitation of Almighty God simply comes as such, that repent of your sins. Turn away from your own way and turn to Him who is the God of all hope, the God of all comfort, the God of all peace, who will also give you salvation. As you receive Jesus Christ by faith, placing your faith in that it was Jesus Christ who died for your sins and my sins, rose again, buried, rose again a third day according to the Scripture. As you receive that by faith, the Bible says you will be saved. Don't delay. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do that today. Let us pray. Father, we do come before you this morning. We're so thankful that you are a God who gives us hope. We praise your name for that. And for the one who is here today or listening to this message, Lord, that has not received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we pray, O Lord, that they will take care of that first step of receiving this free gift of salvation. We do pray. We thank you, O Lord, that it provides hope for eternity, but for the follower of Jesus Christ, it also gives us hope to live each and every day. So now, O Lord, as your people, we are thankful that you are with us. For those that are struggling and are challenged and are going through trials and tribulations, remind them to focus on you, to cast all their care upon you, for you do care for them. For those who are followers of Christ that might be out of fellowship with you, remind them, O Lord, that you desire a closer walk with thee. So however you are working within our hearts and our lives, however the Spirit of God is drawing us to respond to you, we pray, O Lord, that we'll respond in a way that is honoring and that is glorifying to you. This we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.